George Soros wants to be the Bono of the financial world. The speculator whose assault on sterling ejected Britain from the European exchange rate mechanism that September of 10 years ago has a mission to use his estimated $5 billion fortune and his fame to help tackle what he sees as the failures of globalization. The idea that a man who made billions betting on the financial markets sides with the anti-globalization movement might strike some as ironic. Soros is clearly genuinely appalled at the damage wrought on vulnerable economies by the vast sums of money which flow across national borders every day. The U.S. governs the international system to protect its own economy. It is not in charge of protecting other economies, he says. So when America goes into recession, you have anti-recessionary policies. When other countries are in recession, they don't have the ability to engage in anti-recessionary policies because they can't have a permissive monetary policy, because money would flee. In person, he has the air of a philosophy professor rather than a gimlet-eyed financier. In a soft voice which bears the traces of his native Hungary, he argues that it is time to rewrite the so-called Washington Consensus, the cocktail of liberalization, privatization, and fiscal rectitude which the IMF has been preaching for 15 years. Developing countries no longer have the freedom to run their own economies, he argues, even when they follow perfectly sound policies. He cites Brazil, which, although it has a floating currency and manageable public debt, was paying 10 times over the odds to borrow from capital markets. Soros, who at one stage after the fall of the Berlin Wall was providing more assistance to Russia than the U.S. government, believes in practicing what he preaches. His Open Society Institute has been pivotal in helping Eastern European countries develop democratic societies and market economies. Soros has the advantage of an insider's knowledge of the workings of global capitalism, so his criticism is particularly pointed. Last year, the Soros Foundation's network spent nearly $500 million on projects in education, public health, and promoting democracy, making it one of the world's largest private donors. Soros credits the anti-globalization movement for having made companies more sensitive to their wider responsibilities. I think the protesters have made an important contribution by making people aware of the flaws of the system, he says. People on the street had an impact on public opinion, and corporations which sell to the public responded to that. Because the IMF has abandoned billion-dollar bailouts for troubled economies, he thinks a repeat of the Asian crisis is unlikely. The fund's new tough love policy, for which Argentina is the guinea pig, has other consequences. The bailouts were a welfare system for Wall Street, with Western taxpayers rescuing the banks from the consequences of unwise lending to emerging economies. Now the IMF has drawn a line in the sand. Credit to poor countries is drying up. It has created a new problem, the inadequacy of the flow of capital from center to the periphery, he says.